101.9 and 1490 Iron Country. It is Big Red in the morning. And, you know, right there was the chart-topping single Chipping Mill from that album that we all love here called Cat in the Rain by the Turnpike Troubadours. Over the past decade, I've been a fan of the band, and you guys here of Iron Country have been requesting them pretty heavily. And coming up December 15th, I'm going to actually get my first time to see them live at the Fiserv in Milwaukee. So this morning, I'm proud to welcome RC from the Turnpike Troubadours to Iron Country. Good morning, RC.
Howdy. How we doing, Iron Country?
It's good to have you here. And like I said, this upcoming show at the Fiserv is actually going to be my first time actually catching you guys live. I've always heard about the legendary shows in the barrooms and the dance halls of Oklahoma. I want to know, what do you guys bring from those days to a big venue like the Fiserv?
You know, I hope we bring a lot of the same energy, same shows, same thing. I guess that's what we always try to recreate. Even the bigger the stages get, or the bigger the crowds get. I'm trying to think of where we've been up that way. The rave or somewhere, mm-hmm. back in the day.
Yep.
Our first Milwaukee trip. I know a very memorable one was the Platteville Dairy Days.
You had a good time there?
A lot of people might not have seen us at that one, but we were there.
Well, you know,
right in between.
What's that?
A hypnotist and a drinking contest or something like that.
Very. It's always good to be in that slot right there between those two acts. You know, with the release of Cat in the Rain, you guys have picked up a lot of new fans. Did you ever imagine the success you'd be having when the band decided to end their hiatus?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we had planned.
It was the game plan all along?
Yeah. No, I'd like to think it was. I don't think we had that kind of foresight. I don't know that we could have timed our hiatus better, given, like, you know, the COVID years and the shutdown and everything. Like, I think maybe we're just ahead of the game and taking a break when we did. And it's been nice to work out like it has. Like, everyone's really fired up to get out and do stuff again, and we're glad to be able to get out and play music for them.
Well, you know, being such a fan of the back catalog, I had wondered how you guys would come back with that same Troubadour sound after the layoff. How was the writing process getting back into it different for you guys this time around?
You know, we kind of went, like, Ev wrote the majority of this album, like Chipping Mill, with me and I got him, Lance Rourke, a great up-and-coming Oklahoma singer-songwriter, wrote. Other than that, and a cover, it was kind of all Ev's story to tell on this one. So a lot of the writing kind of landed on him and things like that we'd been working on. And we kind of got together and arranged the musical parts ourselves, starting out in Muscle Shoals and finishing in L.A. Shooter Jennings helped do all that, too, the producer, and he was a great asset to have come in and, I don't know, kind of guide the ship.
Exactly. You know, I've also been keeping an eye on you guys. You're playing a lot of festivals, and you're co-headlining with artists like Cody Jinks. Seems like a lot of other fan bases are finally coming on board with you guys. That's got to be a great feeling as a band, knowing that you're making new fans and getting out to new audiences.
That's kind of a neat idea behind some of the, I don't know, I guess the festivals, like you said, and the shows we've been playing, like opening for some bigger arena shows for people, and then also getting the festivals and co-headline on people like Cody. I've been a fan of his forever, and I don't know that I've ever met him, but it's going to be awesome to do a run of shows with him like that. I think it's really neat when you get to mix fans like that. We've got to do, like, you know, stuff with Old Crow, the Avett Brothers, and stuff like this year, and that's what those are bands that we love, and then so we're always just hoping, like, well maybe their fans might like our band, and because we like the band they already like, and so we'll mix it up and see what happens. And a lot of that stuff has went really good for us. I think that's kind of what we're kind of continuing to do, mix it up and sort of play with other people that maybe we haven't in the past, and get a lot of crossover fans or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people I know from the requests here at the radio station, it seems like I can tell when you guys are close to us because the requests pick up and a lot of album cuts get requested. So that's a cool thing, because I think you guys are growing new fans all the time. And, you know, I've watched some live videos of you guys on this tour, and you guys all look like you're having such a great time on stage. Do you feel the bond in the band is much stronger after the layoff?
Yeah, 100%. Like, that's the thing. I think there's something like, you know how much you love something until you're not doing it for a while. And I think we've kind of all got, I don't know, like a reinvigorated or just we missed it. And you realize, like, you might have got to take for granted, like how awesome doing stuff like this is. And I think everyone's excited again and really happy to be back doing it. And just being happy to be back together. Like, we definitely needed a break, but we also missed each other a lot. And that's a thing that you might not even realize until you finally get back together and start doing it again. It's like, I don't know, you spend the first hour just cutting up over old jokes that you've been making for 10 years just because you haven't done it in a few years. And it's a great feeling. Like, and I think, you know, you're not taking anything for granted this time around and enjoying it all maybe a little bit more.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Now, for someone like myself, and I know a lot of, but there's a few people going with me, and I've talked to a few of our listeners who have never seen a Turnpike show. Explain a Turnpike show to a person who's never been to one.
Man, I always say that, you know, we're a country band first and foremost, a honky tonk band, and we might do some sad songs, but we try to, you know, kind of bring a lot of energy to all of it, and I don't know, it's a good time for everyone involved. You know, like a lot of people, you work all week. You want to come out and have fun, you know, forget your worries for a night. And sometimes that's something you got to think about once as kind of part of our job. And I think people forget that sometimes. But that's also the thing that is, like, at least the way we look at it, like a valuable part of what we're doing.
That's awesome. With the success of this album and the tour, I mean, what do you guys, have a game plan for 2024? Is it you're going to be out on the road all of 2024, or is there more recording coming? What's in the plans for the Troubadours?
We'll definitely be out on the road a lot. I think that, you know, like you said, those festivals and everything, and a lot of, just doing shows about, as like we did this last year, and we don't really have no definitive plans to start on the next record, but I'm sure it'll come soon. But yeah, no real plans for that yet. But we do be planning to be out there and playing a lot of shows.
That's awesome. Now, I ask this question to every artist that I have on the Big Red in the Morning show, and that is, from your catalog, what is the song that you're the most proud of?
Like, proud of, like when I wrote or when the band played?
Which one that you've been involved with? What song makes you, when you go, hey, man, I love that song?
Man, you know, like, honestly, like, Chippin' Mill is one of my new favorites. It's kind of funny, like, you said y'all just played it. I wrote it with my best friend here in Tahlequah. It sounded like a Turnpike song when we wrote it, and then getting to see it fleshed out by the band again. And it was one of the first ones, not the first one, I think maybe Cat in the Rain was, but the one of the first ones we recorded. And I don't know, it's one I'm real excited about these days. Just it's got some of the classic sound, but I don't know, hopefully something new too. And like I said, the experience riding with Lance and then just getting to do it all with the band again, like we always have. That one sticks out for me. And now we're getting to do it live, and that's the next, like, step in it all.
RC, where's the best place for my listeners to find out what's going on with and keep up with Turnpike Troubadours?
TurnpikeTroubadours.com, and I'm sure that should generally have everything updated as what we're doing, and then linked to all the social media pages and stuff on there as well.
All right. Well, I'm seriously, I have been looking forward to this show coming up in Milwaukee since it was announced. I'm really looking forward for my first show. And we always let the artist pick the song coming out of the interview. And so what song from your catalog can we play out of this interview today, RC?
Oh, one of ours?
Yeah.
I got Cat in the Rain yet?
We got the whole album, yeah.
Oh, Cat in the Rain. That was the first one, and kind of, to me, sort of like, you know, set the tone for what we were trying to do and the story we were trying to tell, and just, you know, being back together and surviving it all, and hopefully coming out all right.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I love that song too, and that is the title track from the new one from Turnpike Troubadours. RC, thank you so much for spending some time with us today on Iron Country, and I look forward to seeing you in Milwaukee.
Oh, thank you. See you there.